Hey, everybody. Alex Newman here with The New American, and we are with a very special guest, Pastor David Whitney. He is the senior instructor at the Institute on the Constitution. Pastor, thank you for being with us. And tell us first a little bit about the Institute, and then, folks, we have some really incredible stuff. He gave such a great talk about the biblical foundations of our system of government. You're not going to want to miss this. But first, tell us a little bit about the Institute.
Thank you, Alex. It's a privilege to be with you and to be with your audience. You know, Institute on the Constitution was created to reconnect Americans with the biblical view of law and government. We know there's other organizations teaching about the United States Constitution, but they usually leave out the foundation. And that foundation is God's law, God's word. And many won't even tell you that the phrase in our Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature and nature's God, directly refers to the Bible. And we show that in our course, that it's God's word that is the foundation, and God's law is the structure that our founders were seeking to implement by creating a society that was following God's law legally. Now, obviously, people in their own life, in their own self-government, people must be self-governed by God's law. So thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder, commit adultery. But not just in their self-government, in the family government, the family structure should be following God's law for the society to be rightly governed. And of course, beyond family government, God also created church government. And the church as an institution needs to follow God's law and the commands that God has given the church in terms of its jurisdictional boundaries. But, and this is where many people mess up, they think, well, wait a minute. Yeah, God's law applies to individuals, and God's law applies to families, and God's law applies to churches. But then they stop there and say, well, I don't really think God's law applies to the civil government. And that's false. Not only false from what the Word of God teaches, because Jesus had how much authority? All authority over in heaven and on earth. And all authority derived from Jesus means human civil government has no authority, no legitimate authority outside the authority given to it by the Lord Jesus Christ in His Word. So our founders understood those four separate jurisdictions, and they also understood that if you're going to have a just society, that society must comply with the laws of God, what they called in the Declaration the laws of nature and nature's God. And they related it this way. If you think of the laws of mathematics, the laws of physics, the laws of chemistry, all of those laws are simply the laws of the Creator. God created the universe, everything in it, and all the laws of the universe are His creation. So if you're foolish enough to climb up to the top of this building and say, I don't believe in the law of gravity. Well, when you jump off, the law of gravity is going to break you. You're not going to break the law of gravity. So our founders understood that those physical laws of the universe are just as unchangeable as the moral laws of the universe. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, and so on. So all of those laws are as fixed, and a wise society would seek to create itself so it was in congruence with God's law, not in violation of God's law. So it's like you wouldn't climb on the building and jump off, so you wouldn't redefine marriage, because that's one of the laws of the universe. If you did that, you have undermined the whole foundation, the whole civilization will collapse. So what we're teaching is the biblical view of law and government, which is also our founder's view of law and government. And we would contend that the problem with studying our founding documents without that biblical worldview of our founders means you are going to misinterpret those documents. You're going to see phrases like law of nature and nature's God in the Declaration. You're going to misinterpret that. You're going to see what the Constitution talks about various structures, and you're going to misinterpret those if you don't have the worldview of our founders. So the missing foundation stone in much of what is taught everywhere in our culture regarding the U.S. Constitution and the founding documents is the founder's worldview. And so at Institute on the Constitution, we're seeking to reconnect people with that founder's worldview so that they have the founder's understanding of what they meant by the documents that they crafted, the Declaration, Constitution, and the Bill of Rights.
That's fascinating, and it kind of contradicts, like you said, everything that's being taught today. We're told that the Constitution aimed to create a secular society, freedom of religion, and then there's the other. Well, you do want to create a theocracy, right? So let's start there. You know, our founding fathers, they, as you pointed out in your talk, they wrote in the Constitution the year of our Lord, and they weren't talking about Muhammad, they weren't talking about Buddha, they were talking about their Lord Jesus Christ. But would this be a theocratic form of government? Is that what the founders were trying to set up?
Well, it depends on what you mean by a theocracy. Mm-hmm. If you are establishing a system in which Jesus Christ is king, They clearly had a phrase because they were opposing King George. Their phrase was this: if it had a bumper sticker they put on their carriages back in those days, the bumper sticker would have been, "No king but King Jesus." And that was the phrase they used throughout. So if you mean by a theocracy, Jesus is king, yes. But if you mean by a theocracy that the church is in control of the government, the civil government, no, they did not mean that. There was a separate jurisdiction for church government from civil government. And the civil government shouldn't interfere with the church government, vice versa. Well, the church government should strongly influence the civil government. But think of what happened this past year. Churches were told all over America by the civil government that has been proclaiming to us year after year after year, separation of church and state. There's this great wall of separation. Well, what happened to that wall? How did it disappear? COVID. Magically, COVID made the wall disappear, and now the civil government jumps over and tells the church, you got to close your doors. Oh, and when you reopen, everybody's got to wear a face diaper, and you can't have communion. You can't. I mean, when did the civil government decide that it is in control of the church? Most churches closed, ours did not, because we understand those biblical principles. We're to obey God rather than men, and the jurisdiction of the church cannot be invaded and controlled by the civil government. Instead, it is its own jurisdiction, given its authority by the Lord Jesus Christ and its commands by the Word of God. And when civil government comes along and says, you need to obey us rather than Jesus, we say what the apostles said at the beginning: we ought to obey God rather than man.
And so what does that look like? I don't believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you think the government ought to tell people you must be a Christian, this is how you must worship. So what does it look like? Okay, we have a government based on God's law, but how does that apply to the individual and his or her religion?
Well, when we understand what they're talking about, really they're saying the philosophy of government for these American states is going to be the biblical worldview. That doesn't mean everybody has to be a Christian in that society.
And so a Jew could keep being
yes,
a Jew.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of this is what our founders understood is that the only religion that exists in the world that protects the God-given rights of the people who are not part of that religious body is Christianity. In other words, if you go to a Buddhist country and you're not a Buddhist, you don't have religious freedom. You go to Saudi Arabia, a Mohammedan country, you don't even have the freedom to own a Bible, let alone to meet together to worship. So in none of the other world religions, when they actually control the civil body politic, none of them allow freedom of religion. Only Christianity says, you're an atheist, we're going to protect your God-given rights, even though you don't believe God exists. Sorry, you don't believe God exists, well, therefore you don't believe you have God. That's your problem, but we will protect your God-given rights because as Christians, we show that mercy and grace to those who are not believers. So the theocracy idea is that somehow the church and theology is going to force everybody to believe the same thing. Our friend said, no, that's not the case. It is the philosophy of government by which we're operating that is biblical in worldview, but it doesn't force the people to actually have to become Christians in order to be in that society. I had a fellow when I was teaching, we also do state constitution courses. We're working on a project eventually to get 50 state constitution courses. We've completed Maryland. And I taught our Maryland course to a fellow who was an atheist. And he kind of took it maybe out of interest, but he was fascinated as he went through the course to think that he as an atheist was being protected by a philosophy that he didn't believe the foundation of. And at the conclusion of the course, it was fascinating. He said to me, David, I don't believe what you believe in terms of the creator God and so forth, but I see how the philosophy or the system of government that this creates is good for me. So good for me as an atheist because I know somebody's not going to steal my property because I'm not a Christian. Somebody's not going to murder me because I'm not a Christian. In other words, I have rights, and he wouldn't call them God-given rights because he doesn't believe God exists. But he said, I understand my rights are better protected because of this Christian philosophy underpinning this government than if it was Mohammedanism or any other religion. And it's fascinating because later in time, one of the counties, Carroll County, decided to hire me to teach their upper staff in the county government to teach them a brief course, just a morning course, summary course on the Maryland State Constitution. And oh man, the ACLU and the atheists, they all screamed and cried. The Baltimore Sun said, "This is terrible. You know, this is they're hiring a pastor to teach religion to, and you know, all this kind of stuff." Well, interesting. One of the Baltimore Sun, attackers came and
don't call them journalists.
Right, they're not journalists. They came to the class and they wrote an article, and it was, of course, in a very back page, so you wouldn't find it. But anyway, it said, "Yeah, Pastor Whitney didn't say much at all about, you know, what we expected him to say." Because I'm not preaching a theocracy. I'm preaching this is a philosophy of government. And every religious system, think of Marxism, for example. There is an atheistic religion underlying Marxism. And the atheistic religion of Marxism claims that you as an individual cannot have property rights. You own no property. Therefore, thou shalt not steal. I guess the only people you can steal from in an atheist society is the government. Because the government is God, and that's their philosophy of government. And we look at how does that shape out in terms of your rights being protected. Well, you have no right to property, you have no right to liberty, you have no right to life, you have no rights at all. You only have whatever the government grants you as a privilege or a license until they take it away. And so this atheist, when he heard the attack that was coming against me for teaching the Maryland Constitution course there in Carroll County, he spoke out and he said, "I have taken this. I'm a atheist, but this ought to be taught. And this is not, I mean, the attack against Pastor Whitney is completely wrong."
Wow.
Because it's the philosophy of government. It is not imposing a belief system on. It's explaining, here's what our founder's belief system was, and here was the foundation of what is true and law that will truly protect our God-given rights.
That's excellent, Pastor. And my last question for you, and I'd like you to tell us also, how can we find the Institute? How can we take some of these courses? But how do we get back to that understanding? Because we still have the governing documents in place, technically. I mean, the Constitution is still technically the supreme law of the land. But you're right. People don't understand it. They don't understand what it means. The Supreme Court kind of just interprets it whatever they want. How do we get back to a proper understanding so that proper form of government can work properly again? And then tell us also, how do we take the class?
Thank you. Because what we're doing at Institute on the Constitution is designed to do exactly that. Grassroots movement all over the country. We have people teaching our courses in 50 states. Those people are training up the next generation of people who understand that biblical worldview. And what needs to happen is we need to evaluate those who are in office. Do they actually meet a constitutional standard? I mean, I've talked to umpteen people in Maryland's government and asked them, you know, have you read the Maryland Constitution? They almost always say, no, I haven't had time. Well, wait a minute, you swore an oath to uphold this document, this is your rule book, and you haven't read it yet? Well, most of them haven't, and they don't care, because the Maryland people don't care to hold their elected officials accountable. And so somebody comes knocking on your door and says, vote for me, and your first question should be, wait a minute, have you read the Constitution of the state of Maryland? Do you know it better than I know it? And so if the citizens know the standard and then they begin to hold their elected officials to that standard, that's when we can begin to see the turning of our country away from the disaster that we're headed towards otherwise. So we need to recover that biblical worldview, that what we call the American view of our founders. There is a creator God. Our rights come from him, and the sole purpose of human civil government is to protect those God-given rights. If everyone in office believed that, look at the difference that would make in the tyrannical experience we've had this past year, where they believe, hey, I'm the governor. I could do whatever I please. Constitution be damned, I'll do whatever I please. And that's what they've done. And the result is that we lose our liberties as a result. Now, to take our courses, it's very simple. Go to The American View. All one word, theamericanview.com. And at theamericanview.com, you'll find U.S. Constitution courses. You'll find the course that I talked about the other night, which is the jury, and the power of the jury is enormous. But almost nobody in America knows it. It's kind of one of those hidden secrets. Your vote as a juror is far more powerful than any other vote that you'll cast as a citizen. A jury course, we have a sheriff's and citizens course training citizens how to communicate and interact with their sheriff so that their sheriff can pull back against the tyranny and protect their God-given rights. A course on the truth of America's founding, which deals with some of the issues we've been talking about here. And we're working on state constitution courses as well. We have Maryland, and I have about 25 states in process at some stage or another in terms of producing a course for those states. So The American View, theamericanview.com is our website.
TheAmericanView.com. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for being with us. And hopefully we'll catch up again soon, because I have so many more questions I want to ask you, but we're just out of time. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you so much, Alex.
All right, folks, you heard it here. Pastor David Whitney, TheAmericanView.com. If you want to take one of those Constitution courses, this is important stuff, folks. I hope you paid attention. I hope you enjoyed. God bless you all.